This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy holidays, everybody. Kate Delaney. This is a very special show as I take you back through some of the interesting things and people that we talked to this past year, 2022, which is rapidly coming to an end. Hard to believe this time next week, it'll be 2023. Hope you're enjoying your holidays. Hope you're not listening to me stuck somewhere. I know that some of my friends have gotten stuck because of the Southwest Airlines debacle. And we're going to start there talking about that. Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, wants some accountability here because this has been a complete meltdown of Southwest. If you've read my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I talk about what happened to me the last time there was a huge meltdown when it came to IT and Southwest and how awful it was. Here we go again, but now it's five times as worse as what I went through. I just had to drive from Dallas to Phoenix because my flight kept getting canceled because of the computer malfunctions. Now you have the Southwest CEO, Bob Jordan, apologizing because thousands of flights have been canceled this week. There's no indication of when passengers can rebook. A lot of the passengers have said that as soon as they can get out of wherever they are, if they were going to rebook on Southwest, would be the 30th or the 31st. I mean, seriously, their system just completely melted down, the kind of system that they use. So passengers have had so many problems. I mean, you know, you're talking about 2,600 cancellations made already for Wednesday, all of them with Southwest. There have been close to 7,000 altogether. Other airlines have had problems because of the weather, but it's not the weather. It's the problems. Some of it could be part of the weather, but it's the problems, the stunning problems they're having with their antiquated system. Get it together, people. It's ridiculous. If their system is from the 90s, they can't afford to upgrade it. I mean, that's crazy insane. And so almost 65% of the flights gone. Imagine trying to rebook. Good luck with that. So people are stuck in Chicago at Midway International, at Boston, or at Baltimore, Washington International, Nashville Overload, Dallas Love Field. I mean, you know, just right before 8 o'clock today, there were 6,000 delays. That is insane. So needless to say, it's mega, mega drama. People are dealing with it at other airlines. My neighbors were on American. They couldn't get from Tampa to Phoenix. It was too much of a struggle with what they'd have to do. They'd have to travel like 12 hours. So on Christmas Eve, they had their flights canceled. But like I said, this is worse what's happening with Southwest. People are just left in the dark. I mean, you had the winter storm, so that timing for that was terrible. And then you had the debacle with the IT of Southwest. So even pilots were complaining about that. They had to book their own hotel rooms. They had problems with that, because they are in a system where they have to wait to be called to know where they're going, etc. So with the cancellations, with the problems with the pilots, and all of that mixed in between, you can only imagine what it is. Now, they're trying to help some people, and they're getting them on buses and rearranging that, but that's not working for a lot of people. So there's luggage-trapped areas in areas where people aren't and they haven't arrived, and you can just imagine what that is like for so many people. So with this huge meltdown, they're talking about accountability, that somehow they're going to have to be compensated, all of that. By the way, the winter storm, the death toll now is more than 50. We're up to 50, sadly, and counting, especially because of what happened in Buffalo. And I've talked about this before. The death toll climbed in Buffalo. You have military police enforcing a driving ban. They have to, because they're trying to remove cars from areas. They can't can't get to people who need to be rescued. I guess they finished all the rescues before we went on tonight, as far as I know, but sadly they found people that were frozen to death in their cars. So this is just an awful, awful, awful thing. The other big news on the day is the Supreme Court keeping the controversial border restriction in effect. I've talked about this. It's a nightmare. I think it needed to be needed to stay in effect, frankly. As somebody who's seen what's happened at the border, I've talked about this so many times in my travels with the Border Patrol as a television anchor reporter, and it's only been worse when I went into talk radio. It's the same thing of the people we've had on and the people we've talked to. We all know what the situation is. So the Supreme Court said that it's going to remain in effect while the legal challenges play out. So that ensures that federal officials will be able to continue to expel migrants at the borders for at least the next several months. It was a 5-4 decision or order. So it is a victory for the Republican-led states that were challenging this. And this, so that's what the Supreme Court said. Now, the Biden administration is saying it's prepared for the authority to end, and they had put in place precautions to guard against confusion at the border and any potential surge of migrants. But, you know, in El Paso, they were talking about as many as 18,000. I mean, 18,000 a day. How can you process that many people? You cannot process that many people. Nothing enrages me more than talking about what's been going on at the border for my entire career. The entire career, people, since I started. And El Paso was one of my first jobs in television news. And I saw it with my own eyes. It was terrible then, and it's even worse now. I mean, this is the center of the crisis there. Thousands have crossed into that area. I mean, the city opened government-run shelters at their convention center, hotels, and unused schools because they want to care for them. But so many still had to sleep on the streets in cold temperatures. I mean, the Department of Homeland Security has put in place a plan for the end of what they thought might happen with more resources, but it's still not enough. So, look, the White House is saying they're not making any opinions. They're just saying, we're going to comply with the order. We leave it to the courts. We're going to comply with the order. That's it. So for now, people will get sent back. That's what's going to happen because of what the Supreme Court has said. That's what's happening. And they've even had to install fencing in El Paso, like 2 miles of border fencing, because it's just that awful. All right, coming up on this show, we're going to have a couple of great takeaways, including coming up next, Greg Stebbin, Does Putin Have to Die?, the name of his book, The Story of How Russia Becomes a Democracy After Losing to Ukraine. And there's been so much action on that front. Putin the other day saying, oh, he's willing to work with anyone to get this situation solved, right? Although, fill in the blanks, that was a state-run announcement that he made, period. So he has now put Russian oil exports, he's banned oil exports to countries that impose price caps, and all kinds of other things are happening despite his claims of peace talks. Ukraine peace talks look really unlikely in the near future. So we had a great conversation with Greg, who went to Ukraine, who went to Poland. He came on our show several times during 2022. We're also going to have a conversation with Ken Watson. I love New Orleans. He talks about Mardi Gras, with love. That's the name of his book. And he has an interesting story to tell, certainly, about being there as well. And then plus healthcare for people who still are looking for healthcare. Jeanette Contreras, a great combo with her after we speak with Greg Stebbin. So buckle up, and I will meet you on the other side.
Santa gets into town. He'll be coming down the chimney down.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Ukraine. The latest is Vladimir Putin threatening further harsh responses, and we know what some of them have been after massive Russian strikes. Once again, really, really sad what we're seeing. It is my pleasure to welcome my friend to the show, Greg Stebbin. He's got a new book out, Does Putin Have to Die? The Story of How Russia Becomes a Democracy After Losing to Ukraine. Greg, thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
So you spent so much time in and around Ukraine and brought amazing stories to us and still are bringing amazing stories to the United States and many, many other listeners. And now you've got this book, and of course with the title, you know, right away it jumps out at you, Does Putin Have to Die? And then of course the second part, the story of how Russia becomes a democracy, like I said, after losing to Ukraine. So explain the title. How does that happen?
Well, I think today's a perfect day to be talking about this. How can this end with Ukraine? First of all, I am completely unwilling to accept, as are the Ukrainian people and many other leaders and citizens of the world, that this can end with anything but Ukraine winning, and winning meaning the Russians leave, the Ukrainians get all their territory back, including Crimea. There's nothing aggressive about that as the goal. It's merely giving Ukraine back what is rightfully theirs. So I refuse to accept that this can end in any other way. And if you refuse to accept that it can end in any other way, how can this end with Vladimir Putin, without you at least debating, can he be alive to allow the Ukrainian people to have that victory? And I think, you know, as we say in the book, and we should talk about my co-author a little bit too, I don't think the determination of whether Putin will live to see the end of this war or not is up to anybody other than Vladimir Putin. You know, I think if he left tomorrow, he could certainly arrange, he certainly has the money and the power to arrange to go somewhere in the world and be safe for the rest of his life. But if he stays, there are a lot of people that want him dead. And it's not just Ukrainians. There's a lot of people in Russia who want him dead, too. He's a dead man walking if he doesn't give it up and get out.
Well, I so agree with that. I've said that, and you even have a bigger beat on it, especially in the conversations you've had with your co-author. Tell us about the co-author.
Yeah, his name is Ilya Ponomarev, and his name may not be familiar to you, but some of the things he's done will be. For instance, he was a member of the Russian Parliament from 2007 to 2016. He was the only member of the Russian Parliament to vote against the annexation of Crimea in 2014. So the only one who opposed Putin on that, and a few months later he was in California on official Russian Duma or Parliament business, and the Russian government forbid him from ever returning home. He has not been home to Russia since 2014. He now lives in Ukraine. But he said at the time that if this annexation happened, it would eventually lead to a full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia. We're seeing that now. And he also said at the time that if Russia invaded Ukraine, he was going to fight on the side of Ukraine, and that's what he's doing. But ultimately, the point of the book is this. He believes that it is possible for the right leader to return to Russia and turn it into a democracy, to give the Russian people a new constitution, new laws, free and fair elections, and for them to live with the kind of democracy and freedom that we do. And he's frankly been working on this for a long, long time, and it's pretty clear that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen sometime soon.
And do you think we're seeing signs of what the people know and what the people want with these protests and the refusing to be mobilized and be forced to serve in this effort of Putin's to take Ukraine?
Well, I've learned a lot since I went to Poland and went into Ukraine and since I spent the last, I don't know how many months, writing this book with Ilya. And one of the things that's very tricky for us in the West is you cannot judge the people of that part of the world, not just Russia, but I'm including the Poles and the Ukrainians. Their view of the world and the way they think is very different than ours. Their relationship to history is very different than our relationship to history. Their relationship to one another. So it's tricky to try to think about what the Russian people will do by comparing them to the American people. So one of the things that's really interesting about what's happening in Russia is there's very few protests about the war in Ukraine. We've recently seen protests, but those were not protesting the war. They were protesting the mobilization. Mm-hmm. And that does not send a good signal to the world that the Russian people will ever want democracy, because it looks like they don't have a clue about what democracy is. And to some degree, that's probably true. They've lived in a vacuum of information and media for a long, long time. So a lot of what's going to happen is education. But at the end of the day, who doesn't want to be free? You remember the Ukrainians 30 years ago were part of the Soviet Union. Their road to democracy has not been without its problems, but look at how strong they are willing to fight for democracy and freedom today. Same thing with the Poles and many others that were part of the USSR back then, but have discovered the value of having freedom in their lives and are now willing to fight for it. And I believe, and Ilya certainly believes, the Russian people will fight for it too. They just have to remember what it is that's worth fighting for.
Ooh, so good. The foreword of your book, tell us about that.
Well, it's a little shocking, frankly. If you were going to write a book called Does Putin Have to Die, who would be the craziest person you could get to write the foreword for the book?
Putin.
Putin, that's right. And so I made it my goal to get Vladimir Putin to write the foreword for this book, Does Putin Have to Die? And I was successful. Now, to be honest, we didn't call him up and say, hey, Vlad, would you write the foreword for us? What I did was, or I should say we did, we went out and found a speech that he gave that is so shockingly pro-democracy. When I first read it, I thought to myself, I think this is a speech that Ronald Reagan gave, not Vladimir Putin. It's a speech he gave 2 weeks after 9/11. He delivered it in German to the German parliament. And if I read you parts of this, you will be shocked by how pro the West and pro-European, pro-democracy, pro-freedom, pro-human rights he is for the world and for the Russian people. And somehow over 20 years, he went from that to what he is today. I think that alone is a lesson for all of us. What happens when there's power and money and greed? This man is a perfect example of how corrupt one person can become.
Ooh. And for Ilya, you know, you talked about him being in Ukraine. Is he safe?
You know, it's funny. There's two questions he gets asked all the time. And you'll remember the last time I was on the show with you, I was talking about doing these daily shows on an online network called Beams, B-E-A-M-Z. Yeah. So I do a show with Ilya every Thursday. And very early on when we started doing these shows, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, you know, one of the first two questions people wanted to know, because these shows are interactive, is, you know, are you safe and why aren't you dead? Because he is on the Putin kill list. So let me take the first one first. Is he safe? You know, the first time someone asked that, he shrugged and he said, I'm in the middle of a war zone. I'm as safe as anyone else. So, sure, there was a ton of bombing in Kyiv today. He lives in Kyiv, so he certainly was at risk as anyone. But you might even say he's even more at risk because he's on the Putin kill list. And, you know, his kind of typical response to that is, I keep a machine gun by the door.
Wow. A machine gun by the door. Fascinating stuff, Greg Stebbin. Where can we get the book? Amazon and wherever great books are sold, right?
Is it the same place you can get Kate Delaney's book that I heard about just before you invited me on the show? So my recommendation is buy both and do it right now.
There you go. Greg Stebbin, awesome. Thanks so much for joining us and good luck with the book.
You bet. It's great to be here.
So the book again, Does Putin Have to Die? The story of how Russia becomes a democracy after losing to Ukraine. Ooh.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From our family, Dior's. Have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. It is another miserable day for folks trying to get in and out of the nation's airports. 63% of flight cancellations and 18% of delays are on Southwest Airlines.
Nearly every airline is back to normal operations after a brutal winter storm, except Southwest Airlines. In Indianapolis, Angela Davis says her flight to Sacramento was canceled and she doesn't know what to do.
I want something done about that, but you can't call because you can't get through. I've called them for days now.
The problem is so bad, the Biden administration says it's investigating the problem. I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court votes 5-4 this afternoon to grant an emergency request keeping Title 42 in effect. It allows border officials to turn away asylum seekers due to COVID concerns. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About this for a second. Nearly 11 million members of the U.S. Latinx community still don't have health coverage. What? For the first time, almost 9 in 10 people who sign up for a health plan in the ACC marketplace qualify for financial help. So that's great news. To sort it all out for us, Jeanette Contreras joins us, Project Director, Health Equity Campaigns. Thank you so much for coming on. This is so, so important, Jeanette.
Yeah, thank you so much for the invitation. It's incredible. Despite the historic lows of uninsured rate the U.S. has seen, the Latino community is still lagging behind. So thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. So now what's happened? What's changed? What's the state of healthcare coverage? I just blushed over it for the Latinx community.
Yeah, so you mentioned that nearly 30% of the overall remaining uninsured are Latinos. And Latinos actually have the second highest rate of uninsurance of all the other racial ethnic groups. You know, more than 6 million Latinos are eligible for coverage, but they're not enrolled. And this is for plans like the ACA Marketplace or Medicaid. So it's really important that we, you know, make sure folks know that they're eligible to sign up.
Yeah, and I want to remind everyone, the ACA, Marketplace enrollment is open until January 15th, because I think a lot of times there's confusion about the date. So that's the great news, and that's why this conversation is so important. How does the Inflation Reduction Act create more affordable ACA Marketplace plan options this year for the people that we hope will jump on them?
Yeah, the Inflation Reduction Act actually expanded the financial assistance for working families. So, like, it expanded the income brackets to allow more, like, middle-class families to get that tax subsidy, which is actually how it's applied to lower the health insurance plan. So, you know, families that were just, you know, outside of that bracket to get that tax subsidy are now in that bracket. They can now get some help with paying for the health insurance. And so it's definitely helped to lower the cost of insurance for more people. And with that expanded premium insurance assistance, the Latinos now make up 1/3 of people who would qualify for a free plan.
Wow. How can somebody, because I know this is what's rattling around in some people's heads, how can somebody find out if they're eligible for financial help?
So healthcare.gov is the best place to go. They've got a ton of tools there where you can actually go online and shop for plans and prices before you even, initiate an enrollment application. And with the Latino community, we also, want to let folks know that, if you have an ITIN or a Social Security number, you're eligible to enroll. You're eligible to apply for financial assistance. And the Biden administration actually ended the Trump-era public charge rule that would have had the immigrant community considered a public charge, if they were to access health insurance through, like, Medicaid or an ACA plan. So that rule's been lifted, and so now our immigrant families can enroll in health plans without having to, without that fear of it's going to affect their immigration status.
Yeah, and one of the places you talk about, healthcare.gov, they can certainly go to that resource and they'll be able to compare plan options, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can even look at the plans available, what doctors are in that network within the plan, what your prescription drug coverage would be. It's a great shopping tool for folks. And you go in there and play. You don't even have to put your numbers, your name or phone number in there or anything. It's totally anonymous. So I like to say that because I think people think like, oh, I've got to give information before. Nope, you can totally shop and get all the information without having to commit to an application.
So at the end of this, again, for listeners, where can they go for more information?
They can, listeners that, want to get information about enrolling in a health plan, go to healthcare.gov. There's also a marketplace call center that's open 24/7. Phone number to call is 1-800-318-2596. But I want to leave folks with, I think, the most important place for them to look is that there are community-based organizations all over the country that are certified assisters. They're, like, certified to help people enroll in plans. And you can find one on by going to the internet, to the website localhelp.healthcare.gov, and search by zip code, city, state, and when you go in there, it'll pull up a list of community organizations that are working in your community to help people get enrolled.
Jeanette Contreras, Project Director, Health Equity Campaigns, United US, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Grandma might have gotten run over by a reindeer, but how about the family dog that got shipped to Saudi Arabia accidentally? Ooh, that's a big boo-boo, especially at holiday time. It is true, a Tennessee family is demanding answers after an airline mistakenly sent their Nashville-bound dog halfway across the world to Saudi Arabia. The family was actually moving from London to Tennessee. They discovered the snafu when they arrived at the airport in Nashville and were given the wrong dog. They said she wasn't in Nashville. They said their best guess, too, was she was in Saudi Arabia. And this is a 5-year-old beloved family rescue pup, Bluebell. After about an hour, airport staff sent her a photo of the woman, Madison Miller, and her family. Sent her a photo of Bluebell locked in her crate, confirming she was in the Middle Eastern Kingdom. Oh, don't worry, she's in Saudi Arabia. So she said she was already anxious about putting her on hours-long flights in the first place because she heard so many horror stories. And that's pretty upsetting. So there is an ending to this. For 3 days, she waited and waited and waited for her dog to be returned, her and her family. When they finally got her back after 3 flights, 63 hours, they said she changed into a completely different dog. They thought they'd get that reunion, you know, where your dog is jumping in your arms, licking your face, all that kind of thing. She came out of the crate hoping that she would be wagging and licking her face. It was the opposite. She bolted. They had to grab her because she was so horrified. They knew something was wrong. So problems have continued. She sits alone, cries, chewed through a floor, all kinds of things. And British Airways forwarded a request for comment to the cargo company, who apologized for the error, saying they take responsibility for the loved ones and they should have ensured she was back on her flight. Well, you screwed with the dog's head. So now what? So I guess it's time for a doggy psychologist. Seriously, that is a crazy, insane story. And you would think they would be very cautious with that, right? Look, kids and pets, you don't jack with that, right? Don't do it. Just don't do any kind of funny business there. And they obviously just brushed it off and didn't give two you-know-whats. And so I hope that family goes after British Airways big time. Why not? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a litigious person, but in this case, it's ridiculous. Document everything. Elon Musk, speaking of litigious, is going to step down as the Twitter CEO once he finds someone, he says, foolish enough to take the job. So he announced that he's going to step down when that happens. He did this poll. He polled Twitter users on Sunday about whether or not he should continue to lead the platform that he paid, oh yeah, $44 billion for in October. He said, I will resign. I got to find the person. He tweeted this out to 122 million followers that he has. He says he'll just run the software and the server teams. That's it. Because overwhelmingly, people wanted him to step down. 57% of users wanted him to step down. More than 17 million votes were cast. They were not kind to Musk. And, you know, they know the story about him going off on employees, firing them, demanding loyalty, and all the crazy nonsense that ensued when he took over. I mean, look, he laid off half of the workforce. He suspended journalist accounts. And he even skipped paying rent on one of Twitter's San Francisco headquarters. His leadership has led to the release of internal documents that are called the Twitter files. And it gives you an inside look at the company's actions before he took over, right? And so all kinds of craziness in that. It was inevitable that people are going to say, step down. Step down and put somebody else in that spot anyway. Because why does he want to do that? To me, in a way, it's like owners who buy a football team, let's say an NFL team, and they want to do it all. They think because they play fantasy football that and they have lots and lots of money that they'll be good at making all these draft moves and they don't need the superior minds to help them that are more football strategically, let's say, endowed with that knowledge. And there have been some that have tried. Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, is great now. The first year he owned the team, he meddled too much. Daniel Snyder, who eventually will not be the Commanders owner, meddled too much in a lot of different ways. But on the football side, he meddled too much. A lot of people talk about Jerry Jones meddling too much with the Dallas Cowboys, and that's part of the problem there. So for Elon Musk, he has those flashes of brilliance, so why doesn't he just do what he does best and get out of the way? It just makes so much more sense. And I have to say this, as coming up, we've got Nail the Score. A tip of the cap, a big tip of the cap to Argentina. And, of course, they got a hero's welcome. Crowds, just massive crowds for the World Cup champs, Buenos Aires, just filled with people turning out for the victory parade after they beat France to win the World Cup. It was a brilliant, brilliant moment in sports. All right, coming up next, get ready to try and nail the score. I'm going to tell you how in just a few.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Be talking with Kay Rydell Watson. He's an author who's written a book, To Mardi Gras with Love. And we had such a wonderful off-air conversation. And everybody knows I have a great love and affinity for New Orleans. But his story is fascinating. So thanks so much for coming on, Ken.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for you guys having me as well.
What was it that led you to write the book? What made you decide, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to do the twists and turns of life and put it all out there? What was it that made you do that?
Well, actually, it was a challenge presented to me by my partner. Basically because I said, you know, that particular year we had such a great time in Mardi Gras. And he said, you know, well, if you had such a great time, then, you know, write me a little story on it. So that little story I sat down and started writing became 500-page-plus manuscript.
Wow.
And which I presented to him on our flight to the Virgin Islands, because every year we do like an anniversary trip. And I went to Kinko's, had it put in a binder and all that, and gave it to him in flight. And it kind of cut our trip in half, because he spent a lot of time on the beach, you know, reading it. And the first thing he said is, you know, once he finished, he was like, hey, this could be a movie, it could be a play. it can, you know, there's something about it, and whatever we have to do, let's do it as a project. And that's how it came about being. And 25 years later, I'm talking to you.
And it's so interesting, like, because there's so many twists and turns in this. And like you said, your partner, who's a doctor and has his own stories, and then how you came together and children and all of that. And then, again, this world-famous Mardi Gras celebration. Tell us a little bit. Give us one of the stories. We don't want to give everything away, but give us one of the stories in the book.
Oh, wow. There's so many. I was thinking about that, trying to decide what, if you ask me that, what story I'd say. I'm kind of thinking about when there was a situation that a jacket was came up missing somehow, and it was one of our friends that was hanging out with us, and it kind of took over the evening finding, you know, what was going on with it. And turns out the good Dr. Howard had it all along, kind of like wrapped on it. And it's just, you know, from people speeding through the streets to, you name it, searching to get this jacket, you know, it's just kind of hilarious how it turned out, you know, with that character. And, you know, a lot of people love the character because it's, you know, we see a lot of times, you know, on TV with all the different shows and, you know, all the different hospital shows, more the serious side of it, but to see the human side in a comedy person, which he really is too in real life, it's, like I said, made it kind of hard to pick what was some of my funniest things that happened at Mardi Gras.
Yeah, and
from,
of course,
from that to you know, just the whole thought of how things have changed nowadays with Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. You know, it's a whole different city, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know? We've gone through a lot of things, and it's very different. And, you know, of course, cocktails are part of the deal. Bourbon Street and cocktails and all of that. And you talk about that. I mean, you got to find the right cocktail, and jambalaya for sure. And that's important. And it is about that, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. And, you know, and as we said, too, it's where we've met probably our best friends, too, you know, during that time, doing Mardi Gras. And you're bumping into thousands of people, you know, and this is all pre, you know, the COVID days, pre-Katrina. It was just a different world then, you know, and I'm glad that the today's generation in the LGBTQ+ community has really brought it back to the forefront, you know, where people can see and kind of compare it, you know, and contrast the two times. But it's just been an incredible experience doing that, taking that challenge and going from, you know, one piece of paper to, like I said, the manuscript, then on to us actually publishing it ourselves. And we were the marketing company, distribution. We just us two handled it all.
Right, and the 500 pages, the challenge, like you said, and then to you to go back and do that and talk about the center stages in New Orleans and all the things that happened at the Mardi Gras celebrations, and going back and being able to look at that in the 90s, you know, being able to see what was that like. What do you hope people take away when they read To Mardi Gras? And you're saying it, but To Mardi Gras with Love. What do you hope they take away? Which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, by the way.
Yeah, and the other surprising thing is Walmart's now, you know, joining us. And I just hope that, you know, people walk away with the, you know, loving the characters like any other kind of sitcom show or movie or book, you know, regardless of the, you know, the orientation of that person, you know, that you walk away, you know, loving them, laughing, you know, feeling happy, feeling sad with them, and just kind of looking at certain things, you know, about life a little different, you know, just we're all people, you know, and that's what I love, you know, getting still 25 years later, getting emails and texts from friends and saying how it's helped, you know, this younger person, that younger person to see themselves in a different light, you know, that yes, we can all have that and we all deserve to have that. And so just like turning into a movie, I would love people to walk out of the movie saying, hey, you know what? I need to just relook at the way I was looking at stuff.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And it's we've long, long, long way considering how many sitcoms there are nowadays and movies and stuff. But it's like we still have a long ways to go. And
yep.
That's what I would love to have, and where we can have it like a rated PG or whatever, where everybody can see it, kind of like your Will and Grace show. You know, because the book is kind of racy, and I was kind of saying, I didn't even think, I was like, Kate's not old enough to read it. Always tell everybody, you're not old enough to read it.
That's no. Right.
No, when we got requested years ago to send Oprah Winfrey copies, I used a power stapler to staple some of the pages. Because, like, no, you know, so, but, you know, it is.
Great. I love that. There is such a whimsical feel to the book, and like you said, and it can be such a game changer. And you're the couple, of course, and we're talking about how you weave the tale, Spooky and Harpo. I love those names. They just cracked up. It's very, very, very
funny.
Yeah,
and by the way, yeah, in real life, those two characters just celebrated their 29th anniversary on July 29th.
Woohoo! Congratulations on that. And congratulations on really putting this out there. And it shows your books can come alive at any time. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
You can get to Mardi Gras with love. You can get that, like I said already, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble. Thanks so much for coming on, Ken.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Kay. This has been fun, and it's just like a dream come true.
We go from the warmth and that conversation with Ken of Mardi Gras and New Orleans to what I mentioned at the top of the show, more snow falling in Buffalo on Tuesday after this historic and brutal winter storm buried the area, left deaths just mounting as the blizzard became the deadliest storm in more than four decades. I mean, they're already overwhelmed with what they have. They've got widespread power outages, a driving ban that's being enforced by military police, and then they got more inches of snow to add insult to injury throughout western New York. And I know there's people listening there. I've spent a lot of time there. In fact, this year I spent some time up there. I know those streets in that area. The storm system started before Christmas. It pounded Buffalo with 49 inches of snow. So the snow, needless to say, really has buried the city. Conditions went from bad to even worse. Terrible, frigid temperatures, extreme winds, gusts that were more than 70 miles an hour. And it's one of the worst weather-related disasters in, again, that region's history. I said this before. People sadly were found in cars, homes, and snowbanks. And now there's another concern. By the end of the week, it is supposed to get warm. It's supposed to be warmer. So then the concern, because crews are working to clear the roads that are still blocked, create pathways for emergency vehicles, all that kind of great stuff, because they have to do that, right? But they could have a possible flood, because then this all melts. And then what happens with the massive amount of snow you have, that will flood down into the streets, because they're going to see the temperatures rise into the 40s, possibly even the 50s. So normally that would be great news that it's warming up and there's no snow in sight. But it is a potential risk for some minor flooding in the Buffalo area as it thaws. So keep your fingers crossed on that one for our peeps. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.